With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Kirk Bangstad is a prominent liberal political figure in Wisconsin and owner of the Minocqua Brewing Company. This week, he was arrested by the Oneida County Sheriff's Office for criminal defamation. WXPR's Hannah Davis-Reed talked to those involved.
On Wednesday, Kirk Bangstad, owner of the Minocqua Brewing Company, was arrested in Minocqua for criminal defamation. Bangstad has been involved in a four-year-long civil defamation case against the owner of the Lakeland Times. As reported last October, Forest County Judge Leon Stenz ruled Bangstad liable for $750,000 in damages after his defamatory comments against the newspaper owner Greg Walker. Bangstad said that he paid Walker $50,000 and his insurance company paid about $530,000 after a settlement made 2 weeks ago. This week, he said he was driving through Minocqua for some routine brewery maintenance when he was pulled over by a town of Minocqua policeman.
And they said, "Do you know why you're being pulled over?" And I said, "No clue, because I wasn't speeding." And they're like, "Well, I've been told by the Oneida County Sheriff we have to detain you because you've been charged with two counts of criminal defamation.
Bangstad says he doesn't know specifics of the criminal defamation charges and that the Oneida County Sheriff's Department wouldn't tell him.
You know, it was very scary because when you're locked up, you know, I've never been locked up before, so it was very scary.
Bangstad says he was released about 2 hours later. WXPR reached out to Sheriff Grady Hartman, who said in an email that he believed it would be inappropriate to comment on an active criminal case and declined an interview at this time. In Wisconsin, criminal defamation is considered a Class A misdemeanor that occurs when someone is spreading false, harmful information to a third party. Bangstad says he's planning on suing in federal court as soon as possible. He says he has a court date set on Monday. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis-Reed.
According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, suicide rates have been on the rise in Wisconsin since 2019, but their new suicide dashboard shows that there's a lot more to it than that. The dashboard looks at trends involving suicide over the years and points out how, where, and why suicides are happening. As of 2022, they found over 50% of suicides in Wisconsin had to do with either relationship issues or physical health problems, and older men in rural areas were at higher risk. Dr. Lindsay Emmer worked to put the dashboard together and said another heavily impacted group is veterans.
Because veterans in Wisconsin are at higher risk for suicide, and so we thought it was important to specifically pull out some of the significant differences in veterans compared to non-veterans in Wisconsin, so people who work with veterans could use that to inform their work.
The dashboard says that in 2022, over 16% of adult suicides in the state were veterans. Emmer said she hopes the dashboard will help people understand what their loved ones could be going through and to be more knowledgeable on suicide prevention. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. This weekend's rain did not keep the fire danger low for long. Most of Wisconsin is back in the high fire danger level category. Vilas, Oneida, and Lincoln counties are among the few at the moderate level, but with no rain currently in the forecast, those counties will also likely see the fire danger level increase in the coming days. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking the public to avoid burning. The DNR and partners at the National Weather Service are closely monitoring the situation throughout the weekend. Wisconsin has not seen much rain in recent weeks, resulting in varying levels of moderate to severe drought. Wildfires that occur under these conditions can burn for great lengths of time and smolder underground for days and can be challenging to suppress. Reports of intimidating text messages targeting Wisconsin college students and recent graduates are prompting more voting rights outreach to young voters. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The anonymous text message warns recipients about voting in a state where they are not eligible and says they could be fined or jailed for violating Wisconsin state law. Molly Carmichael is a recent graduate who works with the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin. She said the first thing she noticed when she got the text was the harsh language.
Right off the bat, I was pretty upset because I figured this was also going out to other people, maybe people who have never voted before and are excited to vote. this November. And so getting a text like that would certainly be really alarming.
The League of Women Voters, along with Free Speech for People, petitioned the Wisconsin and U.S. Departments of Justice to investigate the matter. Carmichael says they've also started a digital campaign promoting the Election Protection Hotline, trying to counter the harmful text with positive and correct information and resources. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
The debate for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin is tonight. Democratic incumbent Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Eric Hovde will debate in Madison. It begins at 7 p.m. and will be broadcast on 75 stations across the state. We have a link to watch it at WXPR.org. WXPR will rebroadcast the debate at noon on Monday, October 21st. The debate is hosted by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. Journalists from around the state will be moderating. The election is November 5th. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.